This is the Composer's Datebook for August 19th. I'm John Zach. Back in the olden days, children, before air conditioning, anybody who had the means would flee the stifling heat of the cities this time of year and head for someplace green and shady and cool. A country house, a spa perhaps, or maybe just a cabin in the woods. In the 19th century, it was Johannes Brahms who set the fashion for composers to spend their summer holiday months in the countryside working on their music. His violin concerto and second symphony were the products of leisurely weeks spent in the Lake District of Austria's Carinthian Alps. The American composer Edward Collins, who lived from 1889 to 1951, followed Brahms' example. For Collins, the city to be escaped was Chicago, and his country refuge was Cedar Lake, Wisconsin. In the summer of 1913, Collins composed this concert piece for piano and orchestra. Like much of Collins' music, it was premiered by the Chicago Symphony under conductor Frederick Stock, who encouraged young American talent, especially a local boy like Collins, who was a native of Joliet, Illinois. Collins is just one of dozens of American composers whose works were once popular, but have now all but disappeared from view. In the case of Edward Collins, that may change, as conductor Marin Alsop and the Concordia Orchestra have plans to record all of his major orchestral works. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.